Today's daf from Masechet Shabbos of Kufnun Aleph, another jam-packed daf with many halachos relevant to kavod ames, the respect we give to a deceased body, and how the people who are handling this body that's awaiting burial, how they should act or not act when this is all coming around Shabbos. On the second half of the daf, we have a lengthy agadata which shifts its focus to the Yemos HaMashiach. So some teachings about viewing our time alive in this world. For example, the Gemara says, "Asei ad she'ata motzei matzui v'odcha biyadecha." In other words, you have time here in this world, do mitzvos now, seize the opportunities. This is the teaching of Shimon ben Elazar, and he bases on a pasuk in Koheles, Perikit Beis, that a person should invest in their young years, strengthening their emuna, for a person gets old. And the Gemara says, the evil days, which is the years that a person's older already. So that is referenced to Yemos HaMashiach. So Gemara says there's no merit or liability in that time. So take advantage in the early years. Most of Mashiach. So all of that flies in the face, as the Gemara of Shmuel's teaching, the only difference between our existence here and our time now versus when the days of Mashiach roll around is the difference of being subjugated by a foreign power. In the time of Mashiach, we won't have such a situation. Although we had this Gemara back on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, Brachos Amud Aleph as well, it's also found in Mashiach, Sugyas, Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik, Tzadik Aleph, Tzadik Tes. So we'd yet to give this a proper analysis, so here we go. So the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva Perek Tes explains the whole point of what's going to happen in Yemos Mashiach. And he says, Olam Kamin Hago Holeich, there'll be rich people, there'll be poor people, and so on, says the Rambam, in a different halacha. And he says, so Shemalchus Tachsul Yisrael. What's going to happen? We're going to be sovereign again. We will have the ability to govern ourselves and to be in charge of our own fate and destinies. This is in line with the opinion of Shmuel. That's Shmuel's psak. So what's more incredible than these words of the Rambam are what he says next. What about Nevuah? What about all the Nevuahs of Yeshayahu? The Yemos HaMashiach will be marked with Shalom, and he quotes the Nevuah of Yeshayahu. Gerzevim Keves, V'namayim Gedi Yirbatz. So the wolf will down with the sheep, and so on. So the Rambam says all this is a mashal and a chida, it's a parable and a riddle. Rather, it means that B'nai Israel will dwell in safety with the wicked of the world. However, the goal is for everyone to realize Hashem exists, leading them to see that Hashem exists, that will lead them to stop stealing and destroying the world. Additionally, the Rambam says, Hilchos Malachim Perikit Beis Lachadal, that the whole goal of Yemos Mashiach is not about sovereignty, rather, L'kadei Shiyu Pinuyim B'Tor V'Chochmasa. Just to focus on, be able to be focused, have a clear mind, be able to not be chased, and we could just sit down and learn Torah. So back on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, remember, if according to Shmuel, there can still be wars between Gentile nations, Yemos HaMashiach, according to Shmuel. So this is why the sword is still relevant during Yemos HaMashiach, and those nevuahs were for Olam Abba. This is the explanation of the Marshal. Chavetz Chaim, Parshas Bahar, says that he was once told that he was once approached by someone who said that the reason that the person hopes for Yemos HaMashiach is because the mitzvahs will be easier. Why would they be easier? The Yetzer Hara is going to be gone. The evil inclination to stop the person from doing the right thing is going to be gone. So Chavetz Chaim quotes our Gemara on a base and gives a mashal. It says a flower salesman was worried that the product would go down in price. So people said to him, think the other way. It means your buyer base will be increased. To which a salesman said, it's only profitable when the flower is expensive. So says the Chavetz Chaim, here in this world we must struggle with the Yetzer Hara. Therefore the reward would be great. But without the struggle, the earnings will actually be lower. So we see, a person is supposed to believe in Daven for Mashiach, but action is right now in this world, mitzvos and chesed that we do here on earth.